You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday the 14th of December 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, today I want to take a look at what's going on in America, something called the Respect for Marriage Act, which is, of course, nothing like the actual title of it. It is putting it into law that if people disagree with gay marriage, they're not allowed to. They have to acknowledge it is the same as marriage between a man and a woman. And at the same time, he is also vowing to ensure that children can be mutilated and operated on and given experimental hormone blockers, which we know cause all sorts of physical damage. And he is firmly coming down on the side of all that, on the side of promoting all of that, and completely ignoring all of these detransitioners who are talking about the horrific things that have happened to them, the botched operations, the fact that their bones are crumbling away where they've been taking the opposite sex's hormones, and the complete mess that they are in when they realise that rather than being having their chosen gender affirmed, what they really should have had is help from doctors to talk to them and to go over the reasons why they felt so against their body. I mean, if you imagine, if you're somebody who's got gender dysphoria, they're effectively saying that they don't feel at home within their own body. I mean, it must be really awful for them. And what you need in that case is, I would suggest, is to encourage people to be happy in the body that they have, not to tell them that they can change their body if they like and become the opposite gender, because of course you can't do that. You have different males and females have different pelvic bones, different size hands, different sized feet. And that's before you even get into the differences that the hormones make. And nobody's actually keeping a record of the number of detransitioners there are of people that regret going on this pathway, but they're all over Twitter. They're all trying to draw attention to what's happening, and nobody appears to be highlighting it in the mainstream. We don't have any mainstream politicians that are highlighting it. Whereas on the other side, we have people like Joe Biden, who is promoting this idea that there can be such a thing as a transgender child and that they should be given all these experimental drugs. I mean, one of the problems that these detransitioners have is that when they try to come off the opposite gender's hormones, they can't get any help. And if they try to sue the doctor for a botched operation, because a lot of these operations are botched and they end up leaving people with all sorts of blood disorders and problems in the area where the amputation was done, and they then can't sue the doctors because it's an experimental surgery. And they signed a waiver to say that they wouldn't actually sue them. So there's a huge experiment that is going on here. We don't know what the end effects or the effects later in life are going to be of taking puberty blockers, or the effects later in life of taking the opposite sex's hormones. If you're a man, you need testosterone to put calcium into your bones. If you're a female, you need estrogen to put calcium into your bones. If you're a male and you take estrogen, then your bones are gradually going to crumble within you, because your body needs that testosterone. And this, because this has only been going on for a few years, maybe a decade at the most, we don't know what the end results are of these people that are taking the opposite gender's hormones. I mean, it's a completely new experimental science, and yet we appear to have our establishment promoting this. And as I say, particularly Joe Biden. Let's have a look at the article here. President Joe Biden attacked the extreme Supreme Court for threatening rights and vowed to protect transgender children under threat from cynical Republican laws as he signed a bill protecting same-sex and interracial marriage at a White House ceremony with Cyndi Lauper and Sam Smith. So he's trying to highlight here the fact that what he's trying to do is protect children. What about protecting children from being put onto these pathways? What about protecting children from being operated on and having surgery to amputate parts of their body? What about those children? Does he think it's absolutely fine to for a young girl to have her breasts chopped off, or a young boy to be castrated? I mean, he's saying that's how you protect these children, is by mutilating their bodies. And okay, there may be some that are happy to do that, but there's also a large number that are not happy to do that, and they regret doing this. Why is he not wanting to protect those people that end up regretting this? And the reason why they are bringing these laws in is because of the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade. Now, that Supreme Court decision wasn't saying that America is going back on its promotion of abortion or allowing people to have abortions. All that Supreme Court decision said was that it was up to states themselves to make those kind of laws. It was not up to the United States to make those laws. It's down to these states themselves. And that's a constitutional issue. And it's also down to the states themselves to make laws banning interracial marriage or banning same-sex marriage. That, again, that is up to the states themselves. So that's why they have the Democrats have brought this law in, which is just reinforcing the law for same-sex marriage so that it can be reinforced at the government level rather than at the state level. And it's all because of this Roe v. Wade decision. And of course, some states have said that they're not going to allow abortion, and some states have said that they will allow abortion. And of course, people can just fly to the states that will allow abortion. And it's effectively just saying that it's a decision that should be made at the local level rather than at the national level. Well, in front of a crowd of drag queens and LGBTQ rights supporters, so what they're saying there, in front of a crowd of adult performers and gay rights promoters, he went after GOP-led efforts to have the government intervene in gender-affirming care for minors, which have risen 13-fold in the last decade, according to a recent study. You would think that they would be alarmed that the number of children claiming that they were born in the wrong body has risen 13-fold just in the last decade. That is something that they should be looking at and asking why. But instead of that, they are trying to intervene in encouraging these children to believe that they can actually change sex. And you tell an adult that they can change sex, they won't believe you. But children believe what the adults tell them. So we have a responsibility to be honest with them and to protect them. And it's quite an Orwellian term, isn't it? Gender affirming care, because they're not affirming the gender that the minors were born into. What they mean by that is pretending that the minor is actually the opposite gender and pretending that they can have an operation which will turn them into the opposite gender. And of course, when they have this operation and they realize that it doesn't actually turn them into the opposite gender, what it means is that they've damaged their body and they're going to have to take drugs for the rest of their life, then they tend to get rather depressed at that. And that's when we end up seeing that a lot of these transgenders end up killing themselves. The study that was done to say that this was a good idea, that we should be offering cross-sex hormones to children and offering surgery to children, the study that was done on that was done in Holland, and it just followed 40 children And there wasn't really any follow-ups. So that's the only study that has been done. And it didn't show that they were happier after being on these opposite hormones. And that's the study that they use. So it's not as if there's a lot of medical literature that they can refer to. There's just this one small study in Holland. And of course, when they give these children the cross-sex hormones and the puberty blockers, it means that their genitalia doesn't develop in the way that it should develop. So then when they want to have this operation and they want to get their genitalia chopped off and reversed into a simulacrum of the opposite gender's private parts, they're not able to do it. And they end up having to take skin grafts from their arm or parts of their digestive system to make these simulacrum of the opposite gender's parts. And then again, it doesn't function so well. It's much more difficult for these surgeons to actually do that. So it does really cause more problems for them if they're trying to present as genuine opposite sex. It creates more problems for them taking these hormones because it makes it more difficult for these operations to be carried out. Biden says we need to challenge the hundreds of callous and cynical laws introduced in the states targeting transgender children, terrifying families, and criminalizing doctors who give children the care we need. We have to protect these children so they know that they are loved. But what about all the ones that regret doing this, whose lives have been completely ruined? And why should families be terrified the law is going to step in? If, say, the law was to step in and say, well, you're not able to do this until you're an adult, until you are 18, when you can actually consent to these issues. And we cannot allow parents to consent for you if you are under 18. Why would that terrify families? I mean, surely if you explained it to them, that really you cannot expect a child to understand the full ramifications of this, and you cannot expect parents to understand the full ramifications of this in a lot of cases. And therefore, they should wait until the child is 18. And then if they really want to go down that path, they can go down that path. And they should say to them, and if they have waited until they're 18 and they haven't taken these puberty blockers and they have developed in the way that a normal child would develop, it would actually make it easier for the surgeon to do that kind of an operation. I mean, they could just explain it to them like that if they were so ultra keen for their child to be the pretend that they're the opposite gender. And Biden said the Respect for Marriage Act was needed because Justice Clarence Thomas suggested other cases based on Roe v. Wade's precedent should be revisited, including the 2015 landmark gay marriage decision, Obergefell v. Hodges. And again, they're just saying that it should be up to the states themselves to make these laws. And most states, I think, will go along with this. I would have thought they're all fairly progressive. He says, so sadly, I must acknowledge another reason we're here. Congress is acting because an extreme Supreme Court has stripped away the rights afforded to millions of Americans that existed for half a century. I don't know what planet he's living on that he can say that the Supreme Court is an extreme Supreme Court, as if they are extremists there. I mean, they didn't even help Donald Trump with his allegations about the election being stolen from him, did they? And all they've done here is say, well, look, the Constitution says that at the state level, they can't actually make laws like this. It's got to be down to the individual state. And that's really a way of buttressing direct democracy, isn't it? That's what they're trying to do there. It's not as if they're saying, well, all of these states have to ban abortion. They're saying that it should be up to the states to do that. And it's the same issue here with homosexuals, homosexual marriage, and it's the same thing with interracial marriage. Biden said he wished to still sign the Equality Act, which would ensure LGBTQ Americans had even greater protections, including in the workplace. When a person can be married in the morning and thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, this is still wrong. the president said. And I can't recall anybody being thrown out of anywhere for being homosexual. If they're engaging in lewd acts in public, they might be thrown out of somewhere, but that's engaging in lewd acts in public. And nobody is going to be thrown out of an establishment simply for being gay, simply for being somebody that engages in homosexual acts. It's the fact that if they start engaging in those acts in public, then they might get thrown out. But it's very rare you even hear of that happening. Biden also acknowledged the recent shooting in Colorado, where the accused shooter, defense attorney said, identifies as non-binary, targeted an LGBTQ nightclub. So he's inferring there that this non-binary person who shot up the LGBTQ nightclub must be some kind of right-wing extremist. But he was non-binary anyway. He was a part of this LGBTQ crowd. So we don't know. We don't really know what inspired him to go shooting up a nightclub. Suspect Allison Lee Aldrich is facing 5 murder and hate crime charges for opening fire with an AR-15-style rifle in the early hours of November 19. We must stop the hate and violence like we just saw in Colorado Springs, Biden said. I mean, do they ever wonder that maybe these people that go out there and do something like that, it's because of all this promotion of transgenderism and drag queen story hour and all of this stuff that's being promoted to children? Do they never wonder that maybe some people might just snap at seeing that and go out and do something crazy like shoot up a nightclub? I mean, I don't know, but that could be the reason why some of these people go out and do these things. Biden said signing the same-sex marriage bill was the act of pushing back against all kinds of intolerance. Folks, racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected. But the antidote to hate is love. This law and the law that defends strike a blow against hate in all its forms. So he's effectively saying anybody that is against government policy on promotion of homosexuality is not just a homophobe, but they're also an anti-Semite, a racist, and a transphobe. It's effectively saying anybody that disagrees with government policy has some kind of a phobia. It's just an ad hominem attack, isn't it? Name-calling, the last refuge of the scoundrel. Biden's guest list included a number of prominent drag queens who confirmed their attendance on social media. Drag queen Marty Gould Cummings shared their invitation on Instagram. To be a non-binary drag artist invited to the White House is something I never imagined would happen. Thank you, President and Dr. Biden, for inviting me to this historic bill signing. Grateful doesn't begin to express the emotions I feel, Cummings wrote. So Biden is talking about transgender children, and he's talking about children's issues, and then he is inviting adult performers to be the audience for that. He clearly supports the idea of adult performance artists performing for children and being put forward as a role model for children. I mean, it's just crazy, isn't it? You wouldn't expect a stripper to go into a school and be put forward as a role model for children. But because drag queens are homosexual, it's just accepted that a homosexual adult performer is going to talk to children and is going to be put forward as a role model for children. I mean, what parent wants their child to grow up to be an adult entertainer? Britta Filter, who appeared on the 12th season of RuPaul's Drag Race, chimed in and said that she was invited too. And Biden does seem to like these drag queens, doesn't he? I mean, he's got that drag queen nuclear waste officer who's recently been caught twice stealing women's underwear. And he has this liking for the transgenders as well, doesn't he? He has the health secretary, who he promoted to being an admiral of the Navy as well, who is also transgender. This seems to be a big part of Biden's platform, promoting transgenders and drag queens and general degeneracy. Prior to Biden's passionate address, both Sam Smith and Cyndi Lauper performed. Sam Smith, famously, is homosexual. I think he did a recent video dressed up in bondage gear. Smith played their hit ballad Stay With Me, while Lauper performed True Colours. Lady Gaga's Born This Way blasted over the speakers as soon as Biden signed the bill. It sounds like they were having a gay old time, doesn't it? Biden thanked Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat and a lesbian, for being a real hero, while also crediting Republican Senator Susan Collins for getting the bill across the line. What did Tammy Baldwin do then to be a real hero? I guess it's just automatic now, if you're homosexual, that you're a courageous hero and you will be raised up in society as somebody to emulate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who spoke at the top of the program, talked about how the legislation was personal to him. The tie that I'm wearing reminds me what this moment is all about, the New York Democrat said. It's the tie I wore the day my daughter got married to a beautiful young lady, he added, noting that his daughter Allison is expected with their wife Elizabeth. So he's not expecting to have grandchildren from that daughter then. He's not expecting himself to be reborn as a child. He's effectively saying he's quite happy for his line to just die out there with his daughter. Schumer gave a shout out to Senator Kristen Sinema despite her announcement to leave the Democrat Party on Friday. She will still caucus with the Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who will step down from her top leadership post at the start of the year, received raucous cheers. Horrible woman. She recalled how she signed the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell as one of her last acts when she originally signed as House Speaker between 2007 and 2011. Don't Ask, Don't Tell did not allow gay people to serve openly in the US military. Again, I think it was just about carrying out these homosexual acts. That's what they mean by serve openly. By saying that gay people to be open about being gay, they effectively mean gay people to engage in homosexual acts in public, because otherwise there's no way that you're going to tell whether somebody's a homosexual or not. I mean, the word itself, homosexual, it means somebody who engages in homosexual acts, and it's basically these people define themselves by that act. They like to take their identity from that act and make that central to who they are. Or at least that's the way that it seems, the way that this is promoted. I mean, you can look at Qatar when they're saying, oh, gay people can't be in Qatar for the football. Well, gay people could go to Qatar for the football. They just couldn't engage in sodomy in public. The law over there is, I think you have to have three witnesses. If you have three witnesses of somebody engaging in sodomy, then they'll be punished for sodomy. But there isn't a law saying you're not allowed to be a homosexual. The same as I don't think there was ever a law saying you're not allowed to be homosexual in the military. It's just the activity was not encouraged. Nancy Pelosi said, it's fitting that one of my final acts of speakership was to sign the Respect for Marriage Act. But is it really respect for marriage? I mean, the Bible tells us that marriage is between a man and a woman. It tells us that they shall be bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, which implies that a lawful marriage is between two people of the same race. And it says the point of marriage is to provide a stable foundation for the children that will be the fruit of that marriage. And that is what marriage is. And the Marriage Act is the act of consummating the marriage. It's not about this ceremony. Adam and Eve weren't having ceremonies and exchanging rings. It was all about the Marriage Act, consummating the marriage. And what they've done is they've gradually detached the Marriage Act from the marriage ceremony. And then once they had done that and everybody thought that marriage was just about a ceremony, then they were able to say, well, we could have this thing called homosexual marriage. We could have two men that go through this ceremony. And of course you could have two men that go through the same ceremony and sign a contract. But it's not the same thing as them engaging in the Marriage Act, which produces children, is it? It's a different thing altogether. You know, it's an attack on the English language to claim that it's possible for gays to be married. When you look at the actual origins of the word, as I say, it's possible for them to exchange contracts, to be seen as married in law. But to say that they are actually married in fact, de jure, lawfully married in such a way as marriage is defined in the Bible, by Christianity, by the European religion, it's not marriage by those, by that definition, is it? Though Pelosi also said she wanted Congress to still pass the Equality Act, which the House passed, but it fizzled in the US Senate. Vice President Kamala Harris recalled her Valentine's Day week of 2004, when I had the honour to stand in San Francisco City Hall and perform some of our country's first marriage of same-sex couples, she said. I mean, they're really sort of just promoting LGBTQ, aren't they? It's become a real central thing to them. 20 years ago, they used to say that homosexuals made up just 1% of the population, but they now seem to make up about 50% of the government policy, and they make up far more than just 1% of the politicians in the Western world. Harris said, "Let us think about today, December 13th, a day when, thanks to Democrats and Republicans, we finally protect marriage rights in federal law." Protecting homosexual rights to call themselves married. That's what they're doing. As Biden wrapped up his own remarks, he reflected on the recent release of WNBA star Brittany Griner. And now he had gotten to know Griner's wife, Sherelle. I mean, that's quite incredible, that was, wasn't it? America's got this American spy that's stuck there in Russia. And instead of swapping Victor's boot for the American spy, they swapped Victor boot for this black basketball player who admitted that she deliberately carried drugs into Russia. And instead of getting their spy back, it appears this black basketball playing drug dealer, drug smuggler rather, she's more important to them than the American spy. I mean, how do they think that looks to Russia? And just something else rather surprising coincidence. Chris Cantwell has just been released from prison, and apparently he was in the cell next to Victor Boot. And apparently they were quite good buddies, and Victor Boot would read out and translate the Russian news to Chris Cantwell. Perhaps we'll see Victor Boot as a guest on Chris Cantwell's show once he gets set up again now that he's released from prison. Biden said, "My fellow Americans, that all-consuming, life-altering love of commitment, that is marriage." Directly before the ceremony, Cyndi Lauper made a surprise appearance in the White House briefing room. "We can rest easy tonight because our families are validated, because now we're allowed to love somebody," which sounds odd to say, "but Americans can now love who we love," said Lauper, a longtime ally of the LGBTQ community who will perform at the afternoon ceremony. "And bless Joe Biden and all the people that worked on this for allowing people not to worry and their children not to worry about their future," Lauper continued. These children should be extremely worried about their future if they're taking cross-sex hormones and believing that they can change into the opposite sex. I mean, it's an absolute tragedy, the lies that are being told to these children. The longtime pop star has violet bleached hair and wore a black pantsuit over a black shirt adorned with rhinestones. "So I brought a friend with me who is an icon, really. She doesn't need any introduction," said Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, ushering Lauper to the podium. Both Cummings and Filter have performed for young audiences, with Cummings routinely putting on kids' shows in progressive communities like Provincetown, Massachusetts. So that's one of these drag queens. So they're honouring a drag queen that promotes drag, an adult performance to children. They think that is something that needs to be promoted and encouraged. Filter got some pushback for a performance she delivered at a Pride Chapel in April, as she was asked to perform her drag show and then talk about queerness with a group of students from the Progressive Independent Episcopal School in the East Village. Episcopal School, so it was something to do with the church, and they're asking an adult performer to give one of their adult performances and then talk about homosexual activities with children. Some conservative students said that they were uncomfortable with the dancing and the twerking in a church setting, according to the New York Post. I'm sure they were. I'm sure you don't have to just be a conservative student to be uncomfortable with lewd dancing within a church. Biden's backing of drag queens comes after Republic of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who could be his 2024 White House rival, tried to make drag shows a culture war issue earlier this year. DeSantis said he would be filing a complaint after a video showed a child in the audience of a Florida drag brunch in which one of the queens was exposing naked, but clearly fake, large breasts. The queen covers up her breasts as she spots a child seated front row, according to a video shared by the conservative Libs of TikTok account. This is what a family-friendly drag show in a bar looks like, the post said. So again, it's just adult performance, isn't it? It's lewd conduct, not something that should be done in front of innocent children. Ron DeSantis is one of the Republicans that seems to be trying to do what he can to protect children from transgender promotion. I think another governor, the one of Texas governor, I momentarily forget his name, he seems to be pretty good as well. He's trying to put a stop to this promotion of transgenderism to children and this promotion of adult performers to children. At a press conference in late July, DeSantis said having kids involved in this is wrong. This is not consistent with our law and policy in the state of Florida. And he suggested that the restaurant in question, Our House in Miami's Wynwood neighborhood, could lose its liquor license. A statement from the restaurant's owners called it a misunderstanding. Well, they were calling it a drag brunch for kids, a family-friendly drag brunch. I mean, how can you have a family-friendly adult performance? So it's an adult performer. It's obviously not family friendly. It's all there in the title of drag queen, that it's not something that was developed with children in mind. It certainly should not have children in mind when you have adult performers. The White House's support also comes as drag queens and LGBT establishments have been targeted by hard right groups such as the Proud Boys and the Patriot Front. And again, these protests have only taken place at places where they have been promoting this ideology to children. They haven't been going out and protesting gay clubs, gay nightclubs, anything like that. They've been going out and protesting against places that are promoting these adult performers to innocent children. Previewing the bill signing from the podium Monday, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre teased that there would be musical guests and entertainment at the event, but wouldn't give reporters more information than that. The legislation came about after Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, in a concurring opinion to Dobbs, which overturned Roe v. Wade in June, said that other cases based on the precedent that had been established in Roe should be revisited, including the 2015 landmark gay marriage decision, Obergefell v. Hodges, and yeah, and also the Interracial Marriage Acts as well. I mean, all of these things should be down to the state itself to decide rather than the federal government. The bill passed in July with the help of 47 Republicans. It had a bit of difficulty getting through the Senate, but eventually 12 Republicans signed on. The bill passed after amendments were added to bolster religious protections and clarify that it did not legalize polygamous marriages. I'm sure the Republicans were proud of that, that, look, we did get them to not allow legalizing polygamous marriages. At least it's still between one person and another person, is what they'll be saying. And the House then passed the updated version on Thursday. So it's all very shameful behavior going on under this Biden administration, the promotion of adult performers to children, the promotion of cross-sex hormones to children, and the idea that encouraging children to do this is somehow protecting them. And again, you cannot possibly not see these people that have been damaged by this. There are so many detransitioners that are now speaking up. Why are they being ignored? Why is their voice not being heard? You know, they've been speaking up at these tribunals. They've been speaking up at these appeals. Twitter is full of detransitioners. Why are they being ignored? Why is their voice not being spoken about? Why is Biden not talking about them as well? I mean, he just refers to them as the far right. I mean, I really would like to see some of these mainstream politicians, people in the mainstream, actually promoting the cause of these detransitioners and just making it known that that there is another side to all of this. You know, it's not all pretending to be helping kids. There are a lot of kids that have been seriously damaged by this ideology, and not that's not even to mention the ones that have ended up being abused by the promotion of these adult performers and the normalizing of adult settings around children. Well, anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.